On Tuesday, January 10th, 1871, the journalist shuddered from the briskness of the air. Edward Hamilton Ham Freeman peered down the corridor of the jail, a white two-story building with less than a dozen cells in Binghamton, New York, a town about 200 miles northwest of Manhattan. The sheriff escorted him through the darkness with only the feeble light of a kerosene lamp to guide their way. The stone wall smelled stale, like yeast in a wooden bucket that had molded after weeks of neglect, and the building was damp and cold even by the frigid norms of deep winter in upstate New York. The heels of Ham's smart leather shoes clicked along the floor. In just a few months, he would turn 29 years old. The guard directed Ham to a cell and slipped a key into the lock on an iron door. It swung open, and there sat the journalist's subject, the infamous killer. Ham had been known as a small-town newspaper reporter for much of his career, and he was always on the hunt for a prominent story, one that might showcase his writing chops. This meeting would provide him with a unique opportunity. Condensation dripped down the jail cell's walls as the cold outside air blew through the cracks. When Ham offered the prisoner a handshake, his nervous voice echoed down the miserable halls. The criminal offered his own greeting, Edward Howard Ruloff. Despite the cheerless surroundings, Edward's voice boomed with confidence. Ham stood just feet from the murderer in the tiny cell. The newspaper man felt some measure of fear now that he was finally alone with Edward face to face, locked in a room with this infamous man. Ham squinted at the 51-year-old criminal's dark hazel eyes, which were bloodshot from reading all night by inadequate light. But Ham also couldn't help feeling giddy at the opportunity ahead. Despite all that had been written about Edward, his mysterious past, his academic feats, even the murder of which he was now accused, the killer had never told his own story. Now, the notorious Edward Ruloff had selected Ham to record his intimate personal history. It was a career-making opportunity. It was also terrifying. Ham had become intensely interested in Edward Ruloff, an enigma of a man described by some as a monster imbued by the spirit of the devil, as he'd observed the first few days of Edward's criminal trial in 1871. At first, of course, his curiosity was merely for the scintillating story at hand, and it was very scintillating. Ham jotted down every detail of the case, each fact about how Edward had murdered a man during a botched robbery. It was a dreadful crime, and just one of the many of which Edward was guilty. Yet as the trial progressed, Ham began to feel some shred of empathy for the defendant. Maybe it was the way the beleaguered man continually leapt from his wooden chair after a particularly damning accusation, only to be reprimanded by his attorneys. There was something indignant, almost plaintive, about his presence. Edward seemed utterly sure of himself, even in these dire circumstances. Ham was fascinated. "I watched intensely every expression and every movement of the prisoner," Ham would later write for the biography. "I did not, could not, keep my eyes off from him." With each day that had passed during the trial, Ham had felt more and more sorrow for the malign genius who stewed just feet from him. "I took a painful and melancholy interest in the trial, which increased as it progressed," said Ham. "I listened intently to every word he uttered when he rose oftentimes. Despite the efforts of this counsel to keep him still, to speak on his own behalf." Ham would shift uncomfortably on the wooden bench in the courtroom as rounds of applause erupted from hundreds of trial watchers both inside and outside. Edward Ruloff's trial was becoming a spectacle, and for days the throng challenged local sheriff's deputies to keep order. Ham described the audience's outbursts as crude to his friends. Throughout the trial, the author sat directly behind Edward, and the man on trial seemed to take a particular interest in him. However, Ham wasn't the only observer who was intrigued by the accused murderer.